Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
What you gonna do when the 24-inch pythons of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch run wild on you?
Hulk Hogan. I heard he may be coming back out of retirement before too much longer. I actually read that article this week too.
I don't really know if Hulk Hogan ever really has been retired.
He's kind of in and out. He's getting on up there in years.
That's right. That's how the Jason Bishop Show at Kip Ranch kicks things off. We just throw out Hulk Hogan to start the show.
I've come from the Ric Flair School of Professional Wrestling, so you talk Hulk Hogan, I'll talk the Horseman.
Okay. So you're a Ric Flair guy, I'm a Shawn Michaels guy.
Okay. Well, Shawn Michaels.
Showstopper.
He's the showstopper that learned everything he knows. He learned everything he knew from Ric Flair. Ric Flair's his idol. Ask him. It's kind of like this show.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
I said Ric Flair, you said Shawn Michaels. So you spin it however you want to.
Basically saying I'm your idol. That's great, man.
No, it's a vice versa. If you just listen, I got all this sports knowledge that I could share and learn. You just got to get them cobwebs and got to get that candle wax out of your ears. You got to start listening. You hear what I'm saying, but you don't listen to what I'm telling you every Saturday.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Awesome Nissan, Bennett Buildings of Brunswick, and by Nat's Landing.
Bennett Buildings of Brunswick has everything you need in portable buildings, whether it's a shed, barns, garages, carport, RV cover, tiny house, you name it. Look for the blue building on Highway 341 just south of Parker's on Highway 99. Deliveries every week to Brunswick and surrounding areas, and no need to sweat it out trying to set it up, because Bennett Buildings of Brunswick will not only deliver your building, but set it up for free. 531-4970. Give them a like on Facebook. Bennett Buildings of Brunswick.
All right, so I've got some good news for our Brunswick listeners. For those of you that don't already know this, Kip and I are going into syndication on December the 1st. And so what that means is you will no longer be able to hear us here on 93.7. So we've got two more shows, this show and the next week, left here on WBQO for you to hear us right here. The month of December, unfortunately, you will not be able to hear us in the Brunswick market, but just for the month of December. So you can still go to our website, GeorgiaSportsEdition.com or TheSouthernSportsEdition.com, and you can hear us 24/7 streaming on demand. So if you can't hear us on the radio for that month, you can at least go to the website and you can stream us on demand. Now, the big news is that this week we got a deal done where we will be in the Brunswick market starting in January. And we will not be here on WBQO any longer, even after these couple weeks. So I don't really know if it's couth or not for me to plug another local radio station.
Probably not.
So you can find out more details on our Facebook page. And I'll just say this, it's the other talk radio station, I guess, kind of, even though they don't really talk about the same things.
Right.
But we will be back in the market starting the first Saturday in January in the Brunswick market, and we'll give you all the details later on all that.
So we'll be in the Kingsland market. We'll be in the Waycross market, Statesboro market, Valdosta market.
And Macon.
And then we'll be back in Brunswick market in January. So we'll have a lot of topics to cover that affect those communities in the state of Georgia and I guess Southern related sports and national related sports. So we'll have to brush up a little bit more on some stuff. Well, Jason will. I think I'll be okay.
Brandon Derrick coming on the show with us a little bit later. We have my college football power ranking since I can't do high
school. Oh, these ought to be. Oh, this is a, golly. Are we taking calls today?
We should. We should. Scores. You want to give them?
Yeah. Regional scores last night. Valdosta ended Glen Academy season 35-24. Red Terrace finished with a fine 8-4 record. Another good quality team, region champion for Coach Hidalgo, but they came up short against Valdosta last night. Valwood comes over here and gets hammered, and I mean hammered, by the Frederica Knights, 60-27. I was there, and I enjoyed every second of it.
I like to say woodshedded.
Woodshedded, hammered, curb stomp. You come up with any name you want to come up with. Massacre.
Skull.
No, we can't say that. No, this is a family-related okay. show here. We can't say that, but any beatdown adjective that you can come up with as it relates to a football blowout, that's what happened last night. Frederica just manhandled Valwood 60-27. Took out a lot of frustration on the Valiants. They come over here and put up a valiant effort.
Oh, that's not good at all.
Lowndes beat Westlake 24-0. TIFF moves on. They beat East Coweta 24-17. Colquitt rolling along 49-29 over McEachern. Northside blanks Bradwell 35-0. Coffee beats Richmond Hill 20-7. Lee County beats the brakes off of Effingham 54-0. The Bainbridge Bearcats traveled to JC Stadium in Jessup last night and end the 11-0 season of the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, 26-19. Disappointing, I know, in Jessup, but you had a fine season, 11-1. That's pretty good.
That's
pretty
just good the start. Season. That's yep. just the start for Wayne.
Ware County Gators go to Warner Robins and just get whitewashed 35-0 last night. And
whitewash is another one we could use.
Yeah, they got beat down. Pierce 45, Jackson nothing. Peach County 47, Liberty County 8. Clinch beat Charlton 38-14. Decula beats Allatoona 28-21. Valdosta traveled to Decula next week to play them. Heritage 34, Southland 16. So Frederica is going to have to travel to Noonan, Georgia next week, mm-hmm. next Friday night, and play Heritage on Thanksgiving weekend.
Did they lose the coin flip?
No, just a bracket was set up where the home team was in that the on the top side of the bracket, Frederica's on.
Got it.
The semifinal games, the top of the bracket host, and then the bottom of the bracket host and the bottom of the
did
bracket.
Did they do coin flips in GISA?
No, they just predetermined the home and visitor.
So I just
prior to the bracket.
I just made up there was a coin flip.
I guess if you want to be right and say
okay,
I had a coin flip and Frederica lost, but actually that's not what already happened. The home team was already predetermined.
Frederica lost the coin flip.
Yep. So they're going to Noonan next week, which is a nice drive from St. Simons Island, Georgia, to play Heritage, and then. John Millage beat Bullock Academy 45-14, a Bullock Academy team that you had ranked high in your power poll for all season long, and they get blown out two times. They'd probably still be number three if you still had a poll going on. And Tiff Daria beats Trinity Christian 49-7.
You don't give me enough credit. They wouldn't be number three. They'd probably fall to five.
Tiff Daria and John Millage play next week, and that's going to be a good football mm-hmm. game.
Yeah, I agree. I think of the opponents, Frederica has probably got the lesser opponent in Heritage, so they've got a really good shot. You know, I don't want to discount anybody, but I think Frederica's got a really good shot to get back to the state or get to the state finals. They were here last year in the semis and got upset by Valwood, a game they really should have won up 10-0 with about 7 minutes to go in the football game.
Valwood paid for that last night.
Who did they?
Yeah, they paid for that. I think Isaiah Jackson had 5 touchdowns. Every time I looked up, he was crossing the goal line.
6.
Oh, okay. I mean, I lost count. I need a calculator to keep up with his stats.
Again, Brandon Derrick will join us later in the show.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. pickup, and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
I don't know if this bed's going to follow us in this occasion.
Brings viewers, listeners. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. No one has been able to tackle Le'Veon Bell all season. MVP. And the winner of the Best Teammate Award goes to Jimmy Butler. Nice. Alabama sure looked good these last 2 weeks against quarterbacks who can't throw. The last time Central Florida lost a football game, 2016. Brian Snitker, Manager of the Year. Can we get a bullpen pitching coach of the year? Tom Brady taught Julio Jones everything he knows about being a receiver. Georgia has scheduled both Texas and Clemson for the late 2020s, but didn't have the backbone to schedule UCF. Carmelo Anthony, the only place where you are still going to be a number one scoring option, Croatia, maybe. Aaron Rodgers is actually from the Marvel Comics universe. His superpower? Being Aaron Rodgers. So long, Stan Lee. Draymond Green, listen. Kevin Durant is the fourth best player to ever live. You're not even in the top 1,000. Shut your mouth. Nothing says Cy Young more than 10 wins on the season. Acuna, Rookie of the Year. Where would the Braves have ended up without Ronald? The Marlins changed their logo. Again, that's what you do when you're not good. Fox signed a new deal for Major League Baseball rights through the 2028 season for $5.1 billion. That's billion with a B. That's almost as much as Bishop Media gave Kip Branch. And these are my thoughts.
Ronald Acuna. You remember when I was ranting and raving with the Braves earlier in this year about how they kept him down for the whole month of April? I wrote an article. I mean, bring this guy up, man. You won't regret it. They bring him up. And then he was hurt the first part of June, missed a whole month of April, and he still wins Rookie of the Year in the National League.
We're going to get to my power rankings in just a moment, but we've got two, or actually three sounds of the week this week. And so this is going to be the first sound of the week. This is Nick Saban on playing Tua to the media.
That's good.
What is your name?
I told you.
It doesn't matter what your name is.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
I've been doing this for 40 something years and I tell my assistant coaches all the time, if you want to do things your way, get your own job.
And so we're going to stick with Tua here on the subject. Stephen A. Smith, most of you know him. He is very annoying in my opinion. He's on TV on ESPN doing his little show, and he gave it a good go to attempt to pronounce Tua's whole name. He gave it a good go.
What is it? Tagovailoa?
That's not close.
God, he butchered that up. So
what is it? Tagovailoa?
Just do like the rest of us. Tua.
Tua. We'll just stay there.
That could be a great marketing campaign. Tua.
From nonsense from Stephen A. Smith to stuff that makes sense from Jason Bishop, my college football power rankings. So for those of you that don't know, I gave high school football power rankings all season. Well, then we got in the playoffs. I couldn't do them anymore. I kind of missed doing them. So I told Kip, you know what? I'm going to give high school, since I can't give high school anymore, I'm going to give college power rankings. So here we go. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. At 9-1, the 10th best team. Now, again, let me preface this. This is not ranking best to worst. This is what they've done within their schedule and how well they've played within their schedule. Okay?
And you said during the break how good a team they are. That's what you said. So now you get live on the air, and now you're talking about how well they played within their schedule. Okay. I mean, okay.
Number 10, 9-1, the Cincinnati Bearcats.
Okay.
Just telling you the truth.
All right.
At number 9, also at 9-1, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
So you got, in the state of Ohio, you got Ohio State just barely ranked ahead of Cincinnati.
Barely. It's close.
Okay.
At number 8, also 9-1, the Oklahoma Sooners.
Number 8, Sooners. Okay.
At number 7, also 9-1, the West Virginia Mountaineers.
Well, they play next week, so we'll find out who's better.
At number 6, 9-1 as well, the Georgia Bulldogs.
Okay.
At number 5, also at 9-1, the Michigan Wolverines.
Okay.
At number 4, undefeated at 9-0, Central Florida.
And we have a mistake. We have a misprint, but okay.
At number 2... At 10-0, Alabama.
Hold on now. Central Florida was ranked 4. You skipped 3.
Oh, I did skip 3.
Okay.
At 10-0, number 3, Clemson. At number 2, 10-0, Alabama. And then, according to my college football power rankings, the number 1 team in the country at 10-0, number 1, Notre Dame.
That's what you can do with that. That's called file. You know what we call file 13? That's called the recycle bin. You can ball that up, throw that in the recycle bin.
I've never heard of file 13.
Yeah. Notre Dame, who barely beat Vanderbilt 22-17 at home, is ranked ahead of Alabama and Clemson. And Alabama, how many games Vanderbilt lost? Played within their schedule.
Notre Dame is undefeated, and Notre Dame has beaten Michigan.
Okay.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch brought to you by Marshside Grill, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, and by Edwin Watts Golf.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a Brunswick High and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
You were going to say something before we went to break.
I mean, Frederica should be in your power rankings. I mean,
they're not a college team.
I mean, that's, you make up parameters as we go. Why not put Frederica in the top 10? They whitewashed Valwood last night, 60-27.
I'll tell you the
truth. The Knights should be in the top 7 or 8.
I'll tell you the truth. If I was still doing high school football rankings, Frederica would probably have moved up.
Past Bullock Academy?
I'd have to look at what the records would have been.
Okay.
I mean, you don't know.
Notre Dame's ranked number one in a high school, I mean, in a college power ranking, and you had Southeast Bullock and Bullock Academy ranked third and fourth in a high school football power poll.
And I say this all the time.
And go to break.
I'm ahead of my time. I'm a trendsetter.
Okay. All right.
Marshside Grill is your home for the best burgers, spuds, and seafood around. Come enjoy the view out by the water while taking in an ice-cold beverage. Marshside Grill is your home for the Glen Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo and a proud sponsor of Glen Academy and local high school athletics. So stop in any day or night of the week for the best view and atmosphere here in the Golden Isles. And also, check us out on Facebook. Go Terrors!
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altama Avenue across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Bennett Buildings of Brunswick has everything you need in portable buildings. Whether it's a shed, barn, garage, carport, RV cover, tiny house, you name it. Look for the blue building on Highway 341, just south of Parker's on Highway 99. Deliveries every week to Brunswick and surrounding areas, and no need to sweat it out trying to set it up, because Bennett Buildings of Brunswick will not only deliver your building, but set it up for free. 531-4970. Give them a like on Facebook, Bennett Buildings of Brunswick. Our buildings, your ideas.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine, an orthopedic surgery and strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sths.org/summit. In a matchup of heavyweights in the GHSA 6A playoffs, the Glen Academy Red Terriers and Valdosta Wildcats matched up. The Wildcats extracted some revenge on Glen for a first-round loss in the playoffs last season at the hands of the Terriers. Valdosta returns the favor, ousting Glen 35-24. The Terriers finished 8-4 on the season. It wasn't a complete loss for Glen County as Frederica woodshedded rival Valwood 60-27 to advance to the Final Four of the GISA playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
That bed will be coming with us.
I figured it would be.
We're going to update the Twitter question from last week before we move on. I got to figure out another Twitter question before the show ends. But if Central Florida played in the ACC Coastal, would they win the division? 71% of our listening audience says yes.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of football knowledgeable people out there in our listening audience. I'm assuming if it wasn't you that went in there and hijacked your own poll.
I can't do that.
Be surprised. You know, people go in under these alter names all the time on computers and do funny things. So,
cue the bed. College football pick 'em. Bury Kip even deeper. All right, here we go.
Northwestern at Minnesota today. Number 22. Northwestern's going to play in the Big Ten championship game.
These are the crappiest slate of games that I can remember all season long. These games are not even worth picking, but we'll do it because it's on the segment list. It's on the show sheet. Northwestern beats Minnesota.
Yes. Arkansas at number 21, Mississippi State.
Mississippi State.
Yeah. Idaho at Florida. I guess they'll bring some complimentary potatoes down and hand out to the Gator coaching staff. That's the only sympathy they might get today.
All right, so Florida, go ahead.
Middle Tennessee at Kentucky. Kentucky's coming off two straight losses. The Georgia Bulldogs broke the Kentucky Wildcats.
Agreed with that.
Middle Tennessee at Kentucky. I'll take the Cats today at home.
Yeah, me too.
Ohio State at Maryland. Maryland is a dumpster fire. I'll take Ohio State.
Yeah, okay.
Penn State at Rutgers. Rutgers is awful. I'll take Penn State. The Citadel travels to Tuscaloosa, Alabama today to face maybe Tua, maybe Jalen, maybe whatever the third string backup quarterback is, but you could roll Jason Bishop out there at quarterback today and Bama's going to somehow pull it out.
I thoroughly believe that.
19, Utah at Colorado. Colorado's lost four or five games. Utah's on the road. Maybe some warning signs there, but I'll take Utah.
Yeah, Utah.
Utah State at Colorado State. Colorado State's having a bad year. I'll take Utah State.
Utah State almost got into my college football power rankings. They were on the cusp.
Syracuse at Notre Dame. Syracuse is ranked. They're a good football team. Could this be today?
I'm taking Syracuse to upset Notre Dame. Number 12, Syracuse over number 3, Notre Dame. At some point, if this is going to work out for the committee, Notre Dame's got to lose.
You just had Notre Dame ranked number 1 in your power poll, and now you're picking them to lose?
They're going
to
slide down.
Oh, my goodness. I'll take Notre Dame because I think Notre Dame is, it's a lot of people praying for the Irish to get in there right now. And I believe in the power of prayer. The Irish get the win today. West Virginia at Oklahoma State. This is my upset of the day.
Which would knock West Virginia out of any chance to get in the college
West
football
Virginia
playoff.
Drops
slim
games.
Little bit they
They
do.
Drop games like this, and they have historically, and they got Oklahoma next week. They're in Stillwater today, so I'll take Oklahoma State and upset.
I'll stay with the favorite West Virginia.
Boston College at FSU. What in the world is going on in Tallahassee with the Gulf Coast offense?
I'm going Boston College.
Yeah, I'm going Boston College too. The UMass Minutemen are in Athens, to play the Georgia Bulldogs today.
Georgia.
And Minutemen might be in the game for about a minute and a half. Yep. Indiana at Michigan. I'll take the Wolverines.
Same.
Oregon State at Washington. I'll take the Huskies.
Same.
Duke at number 2, Clemson.
These games are so bad.
They are bad.
Clemson.
Rice at number 7, LSU. The Rice Owls travel to Death Valley today.
LSU.
Kansas at number 6, Oklahoma. This ain't basketball season. I'll take the Sooners today.
Same here.
Iowa State, number 16, at number 15, Texas. Marquee matchup.
This is the game of the week.
The game of the week's the next one.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take Texas today.
I'm going Iowa State. I think they're underrated and they need to get some notoriety how good they are.
Number 24, Cincinnati, at number 11, UCF. I've been calling this one for weeks. And I'm going to stick with it. They Cincinnati Bearcats go to Orlando and they knock off the Knights. And then we don't hear no more whining and belly aching and all that stuff from the Jason Bishops of the world about the Central Florida Knights. They're getting put in their place today.
Central Florida will win this game by 3 touchdowns.
Okay.
Central Florida is a legitimate national championship contender, should be.
All right. Arizona at Washington State. Man, I love Mike Leach. I'll take Washington State.
Me too.
Virginia, Georgia Tech, and ACC. The Jackets are hot right now. They're tuning up for that trip to Athens, and guess what? They've won the last two trips to Athens.
They've got a shot, an outside shot at the Coastal. If Pitt loses, Georgia Tech wins, they might slide their way into there.
Okay. I'll take the Jackets today. Sun Belt, Georgia State at App State. I'll take Appalachian State.
Same here.
Georgia Southern at Coastal Carolina. I'll take the Eagles.
Same here.
Mercer at Chattanooga. I'll take Chattanooga.
Same here.
And Furman. Oh, I got two games out here with Furman in it. There. Furman at Mercer.
I don't know.
Mercer's playing twice today?
Maybe so.
Okay.
Whoever put this together did not do a good
Producer.
Job.
Producer. That's why I was all of a sudden calling the games.
Congrats to Valdosta State, by the way.
Valdosta State, they're the Gulf South Conference champions, and they'll be ranked high in the playoffs. Undefeated, the Blazers beat West Georgia last week in a classic shootout game at Bazemore Hyder, 49-31.
So this is our official sound of the week, officially brought to you by Pristine Water. This is the Nick Saban one, right?
I thought we already heard Nick.
Oh, that's right. Mike Leach. Yeah, this is Mike Leach. See, that's why Kip's here.
Yeah.
This is Mike Leach giving us his opinion on a battle royal between Pac-12 coaches.
This is awesome.
Well, based on their players, Kyle would be. I mean, those guys hit you as hard as anybody in the conference. Plus, he's in good shape. Okay, so let's see. We got Kevin. Then Herm Edwards is in great shape. And I don't really care if they get ticked off. Because actually, privately, I think I would, but we're going to be more modest than that.
Privately.
I'm going to say Kyle or Herm for sure. They're both in shape. For why? I mean, simple. This age, if you're in shape, you got a chance. They're both in great shape. You know, you look, I mean, they're both in shape. They both exercise. That's a tough question.
It's a tough question.
That's good, man. Ain't he the best?
He is.
How would he be at an SEC Media Days Auburn? Would he not be great, Auburn, at SEC Media Days?
I would say that his press conferences alone would be worth $32 million.
Are you listening, Auburn University?
$32 million press conferences.
Auburn.
$32 million.
War Damn Eagle.
$32
million. $32
million.
You can have Mike Leach. And you can be competitive again and get rid of that high school offense.
$32 million.
The best private club value in the Southeast, Brunswick Country Club. 4 miles north of the St. Simon's Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out BrunswickCountryClub.com. BrunswickCountryClub.com.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glynn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883 and on St. Simon's 912-434-9316 or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Joining us now here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, a victorious Fredericka Knights head coach, Brandon Derrick. Coach, congrats and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Coach, all right, so you win the game. You're now heading to the Final Four. I want to talk to you about some vindication. Did you feel any extra sense of vindication from losing to Valwood early in the season in overtime, getting knocked out of the playoffs last year by Valwood when you had the game in hand, essentially, and then you turn around and you beat them the way you did? Was that vindicating to you?
I don't really think about vindication or any of that. I was just really worried about getting to the next round and, you know, I thought the kids did a good job. You know, I think it was in the back of everybody's mind from last year, more than the overtime loss early this year. You know, I think the kids, you know, and the coaching staff was still a little hurt from last year's loss when we had that game. We felt like we had the game and we gave it away. And, you know, I thought last night the kids came out and proved that, you know, we were a top caliber team.
Coach, first half. Great atmosphere. Your kids come out fired up. The intensity was there, like you said, from the coaches and the players. And you go out and you hang 33 points on Valwood in the first half. You walk off the field at halftime up 33-0. Is that the best first half of football you've had since you've been at Fredericka?
You know, I don't know. Did we score every time we touched the ball? I don't think we did. I kind of critique us on that. I know people laugh at me and give me a hard time because I talk about offensive efficiency all the time. But, you know, I feel like if we touch the ball, if we score every time, which we've got the capability to do, you know, but I know that the kids played a really, really good first half of football defensively. We were probably about as good as we've been. I don't know. They may have got a first down or two in the first half. You know, we got a couple holding penalties, I think, on one drive that kind of stopped us. We got down, what was it, to the 12. And they caught Holden on one of the plays that Isaiah broke a long run on, and that brought us back, and then we jumped off sides twice. You know, but I think overall that first half of football, it was pretty good. I mean, we were up 33-0. It was a good feeling to know that we kind of had the game in check going into the locker room. But I'll still tell you this. We went in the locker room. I figured the kids would be jumping around and all this. No, they went and sat down, and they still focused on the next 24 minutes and going to make sure we got it. We took care of it. There was going to be no relapse from last year.
Coach, you live in a world where you have two Auburn commits on your football team, and then you have Isaiah Jackson go out and score 6 touchdowns by himself. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, Tennessee scored them by himself. That offensive line, that they turning out some holes now. Isaiah hit some creases. You know, he makes some guys miss, but I tell you what, I'm just proud of our offensive line. You know, we didn't play very good a couple of weeks ago against John Millage at some times, and it wasn't just the offensive line. I thought it was just the group that we kind of played a little flat, and then we corrected it against Bullock, and then Friday night, I thought we just played really focused and intense and with some emotion. We were fired up, and I thought our offensive line did a great job last night after the first couple series of the game speed, figuring out what they were doing up front. We knew they were going to do a lot of slanting and tension and things like that, but I thought our kids adapted really well. And, of course, the running backs did a great job, and, you know, our perimeter players, we got all that skill. If they don't block out there on the edge, we don't make those long runs either.
Coach, I thought your game plan was great on offense. You come out first couple of series, you throw the football, and you loosen them up on defense, and then you start pounding them on the inside with the run game, and they just never could figure it out. Great game plan last night.
things. We knew going in that you can't run the ball right at them right off the bat. So you got to make big people chase you up front. We knew they were big and physical and fast. So, you know, they were trying to play three over our two all night long, but that was okay, because they were bringing outside linebackers. We knew that from game one. We kind of worked on it. And so our outside guys beat them up a little bit out there physically. And, you know, when you're getting 5, 6, 7 yards and then we hit a guy on a flag route for, I don't know, what, 20 something yard touchdown in the end zone. And then we throw a 5 yard route to Jay Sean and he breaks it for about 50 or 60 there down the sideline. You know, and then we hit one over the top, you know, it loosens them up. And then we were able to get to the perimeter a little bit running the ball after that because they have to worry about the pass so much. And then once we got to the perimeter on the run, we could hit them with our quick stuff up inside. And, you know, we make a living off doing that little bitty stuff. We gotta loosen everybody up. We gotta throw the ball. I think I did the same thing against Bullock. I threw it the first 5 or 6 plays against Bullock and loosen them up a little bit, make them worry about our speed. And then we run up in there and Isaiah and Denver just do an outstanding job. And the O-line just, they handle their business and they do a great job.
Coach, our Twitter question of the week is Notre Dame the best team in college football? Yes or no?
No.
That's what I have to deal with every Saturday morning. Coach, your run defense, especially on the interior last night, was pretty doggone good. And you got to be real pleased with the way your guys manned up and stopped their run.
Yeah. You know, that front seven all year, our front line, our linebackers have just been getting better and better. They do a great job of anchoring it down in there. You know, and I told them, you know, right at the beginning of the week, I just went and got on the whiteboard and said, listen, game's going to come down to this. Get them in third and long and keep them away from fourth and short. And I said, if we do that and they have to punt and we get the ball, we're going to be fine. And I thought our defense just handled the run. You know, they were trying to get into double tight end and run it right at us. And they're picking up a yard, you know, or less than that sometimes. And I thought Coach Mathis did a great job dialing up the blitzes that we had tendencies on. And he was hitting them right in there. Harry and those guys were coming off the edge and up inside, you know, and just hit them in the mouth and kind of took them out of their game. I mean, when you go in at halftime down 33-0 and you were hoping to be able to control the clock, it changes what you got to do.
Coach, I don't know if you're aware of this, but I went to school at Valdosta State College before it was university. Got a lot of friends over in the Valdosta, Lowndes County area. I can't find any of them this morning, Coach. They're nowhere to be found. And you know me, I'm going to be looking for them after a game like that.
Well, you know, we're good friends with Valwood. You know, I have a lot of respect for that staff. You know, when I took over Frederica, they were kind of the flagship group of GISA that was the measuring stick. If you could play with Valwood, you had a chance to be in the running. And then, I mean, they're still the same way. If you can play with Valwood, and John Millage and those guys, and you're in the running for it. And, you know, they're going to rebound. They're going to be good. And Justin does a good job. Just a great group, you know. And, you know, I think that last night we just played exceptionally well and they didn't get a couple breaks. You know, we turned the ball over too much in the second half, but again, we scored 60 points and we still had 3 turnovers. And so I can't complain too much. I thought the kids had a great effort and our defense just played really, really good and set the tone from the beginning.
That lateral call was bogus, by the way.
I tried to voice that too, but
yeah, I heard
they wouldn't give it back.
Coach, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to come on and chat with us.
Thank you.
Joining us once again, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Talking about a huge win for his program as they advance to the Final Four in the GISA. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch brought to you by Jessup Furniture, M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by J.C. Strother.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon since 1930, so you knew they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's Island. Free delivery to anywhere on the island. 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, JC Strother Company, where there are no such thing as island prices. Be sure to stop in for all James Hardy siding and products. And of course, go Dawgs. You notice they didn't say go Knights. Central Florida Knights, by the way. No Central Florida building headquarters in these parts.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery
a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call. 912-275-7725.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles. But did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660 and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. In a matchup of heavyweights in the GHSA 6A playoffs, Glen Academy Red Terriers and Valdosta Wildcats matched up. The Wildcats extracted some revenge on Glen for a first-round loss in the playoffs last season at the hands of the Terriers. Valdosta returns the favor, ousting Glen 35-24. The Terriers finished 8-4 on the season. It wasn't a complete loss for Glen County as Frederica woodshedded rival Valwood 60-27 to advance to the Final Four of the GISA playoffs. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give us a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, Big City Cleaners, and by Pristine Water.
Big City Cleaners and Corks Cleaners have joined forces to make all of your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing so for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. And free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Circle, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688. And Corks Cleaners, 6201 Altam Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
Our question of the week, our Twitter question of the week is Notre Dame the best team in college football? Yes or no?
You just heard a head coach tell you. What did he tell you?
You can vote on that. Yeah. He said no.
Yeah, of course.
You can vote on that on Twitter at Bishop_show. Is Notre Dame the best team in college football?
No.
They're number one on my power rankings.
They're number one in your power rankings that you picked to lose today.
That is correct.
Okay. So you must not think too highly of them if you pick them to lose to Syracuse.
The Atlanta Braves. Manager of the year, Brian Snicker. Rookie of the year, Ronald Acuna.
Great year for the Braves. Braves are back on track. Still need a starting pitcher, though. Still need, I think, one bat in the lineup and a closer.
I'll tell you a rumor I heard.
Let's hear it.
Nick Castellanos out of Detroit
that Atlanta has inquired. That's all I've gotten. Atlanta has inquired about possibly trading him. He's 26. He's under contract through the 2020 season, and he's making about $6 million a year. Last season, he hit .289, 23 home runs, 89 RBIs.
That's a good pickup for the Braves. That would be a good pickup. Detroit's a team that's got a pretty good minor league system. And, you know, Tigers are a team that needs some young arms, and the Braves have plenty of arms in their farm system. So, that would not be a bad deal.
I went dyslexic on you. He didn't hit .289. He hit .298. Even better.
He's a good player.
Yeah. Good defensive player too. Good arm. He'd be a good, he'd be an upgrade over Nick Markakis and Wright.
I think so. I know Nick had a great year, and people say, you guys are crazy, but Nick had a career year last year. And, but Markakis is 35, 36 years old. He's on up there.
Castellanos is 26.
Yeah. So that's, a, that would be a good, that'd be a good upgrade in my opinion.
Mm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Molina's Landscaping, Golden Coast Golf Carts, and by Brunswick Country
Club. That yard getting out of control. You just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood. Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, and you name it. And you can be sure that the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Neary and his staff a call at 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Okay, so last week we gave you our winners of who we thought would win championships in the GHSA and in the GISA. And so since a couple of our favorites got knocked out this week, we get to change it. And so we'll give you our new winners if we do have new winners. So single A private.
Let's see. I'm still going to go with Eagles Landing Christian Academy, ECLA.
Going Savannah Christian.
Okay. Single A public. I'm going to go with Irwin County. I think they're good.
I'm staying with Clinch.
Okay. Double A. Both our teams we picked last night, Brooks County got knocked off.
Yep.
I'm looking at this double A bracket now, and I'm liking Dublin.
And the thing is I debated on that, and I understand where you're coming from. I'm going Fitzgerald there.
Okay, and the Triple A, I'm going to stick with Calhoun. They still alive.
I'm staying with BC, Benedictine.
Okay, and 4A, let's see. Cartersville still alive, so I got Cartersville.
Blessed Trinity. I'm staying with Blessed Trinity.
5A, I got Rome. They still alive.
I'm going Buford.
Okay, 6A. Wow, you got Region 1 sitting there, four teams in the final eight. I'm going to go with Lee County, though. They're the best team in the state of Georgia.
And let me come back to that. You said four teams from Region 1 are in the final eight. Half of the final eight comes from Region 1. Also, last night, I don't know if this has ever been done. I would doubt it. Region 1 in the first round swept out the South Atlanta region.
Right.
The whole region. And then last night, Region 1 turned around and swept out the coastal Georgia region.
Who swept Augusta.
The Augusta region. So yep. Region 1 swept out two consecutive regions in back-to-back weeks.
And Lee County is they're a juggernaut.
I'm with you on Lee County.
It could be possible that you could have a Final Four of Valdosta versus Northside and Coffey versus Lee County.
7A.
7A. Colquitt's still alive, so I have had Colquitt for the whole time, and they look pretty good.
I'm going Colquitt as well. I want to throw this at you. Tift County, by the way, got in as an at-large in 7A, and they're in the Elite Eight. They've got Archer. I think they'll probably beat Archer. So Tift, who got in as an at-large, is going to make it to the Final Four, probably.
Hold on. Tift? Oh, yeah, all 14. Let's see, you got Lowndes, Tift, and Colquitt still alive. Three to Final Eight from Region 1.
The only one that's gone is Camden.
The only one that's gone. And
they lost to Walton, who also lost to Hillgrove.
So I got Colquitt. And then in the GISA, which is a pretty good bracket, I got Frederica going on the road and beating Heritage next week in Noonan. And then I got Tift area beating John Millage, and I think Tiff Daria and Frederica have been on a collision course now for quite some time, and they're going to collide in Macon for the state championship.
I'll agree with that. Tiff Daria, Frederica, probably the best two teams. I think the two best teams in GISA, I think Frederica is going to end up winning the state championship. Ultimately, they've got two kids that are Division One, and no one else has that.
Tiff Daria, though, they're a good football team. I want to see, that will be one that you can go see. That'd be a good football game.
I agree. Jake DeGrom, Braves have been rumored about trading for him, wins a Cy Young with 10 wins on the season.
What does that say about the quality of starting pitching now in Major League Baseball?
What it says, it's not about the quality of starting pitching as much, in my opinion, as it is that we're devaluing numbers that should matter. You know, if we're going to say, well, this guy wins a Cy Young, he only won 10 games. Well, remember a couple of years ago, Shelby Miller for the Braves had like a .1 something ERA, but he won four games because he got no run support. Why not give that guy the Cy Young?
I just don't get it.
I mean, it's stupid.
And pitchers now, you know, we've been harping on this show for the whole entire year about pitchers not going past five or six innings now in a ball game. And, you know, Braves still need a pitcher, though. Julio Teherán, if I see him start another opening day, I may turn off the TV for a month.
What is it? Tagovailoa?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt Julio Teherán's going to be dealt in the offseason with the way the Braves handled him in the postseason.
Yeah, he didn't even, come in the last game against the Dodgers?
Pitched one game, mop-up duty.
Mop-up duty. He was your opening day starter for the last four years. Wow.
And he won't be back.
I don't think he'll be back either.
No, there's no way.
But we are talking about the Braves, and sometimes the Braves do mind-boggling stuff.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I will give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances, with two locations to serve all of Glenn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.